So excited to be doing our first community meditation today, because meditation is something that I'm very, very passionate about. So I always like to talk about it. I like to share about it with people. And I'm going to share more about my journey with meditation in future videos. That's about, you know, how did I get started and how meditation transformed so many things in my life. But that's going to be in future videos. So for today, just three quick things before we get into our practice for today. And number one is, I'm going to start with a kind reminder to you that habits take time and consistency so that we can build and maintain a habit. So sometimes it could take between 20 to 45 days until we actually start building and sustaining and maintaining a habit. And the reason I share this with you is because I know there are so many people who have, you know, started meditation or experimented with it, but they have given up for all kinds of different reasons. They got frustrated. I think this could be one of the biggest reasons why people end up giving up on meditation, and they dismiss it as something that is that could be a benefit for them. So my invitation to you today is to just like stick to our community meditation for at least 30 days before you can make the decision whether meditation is something for you or not. And 30 days is a fair enough time if you're going to do it every day. It could be just as little as 5 minutes, you know, it doesn't have to be long. But consistency and maintaining it is so important that I cannot stress it enough. So just please stick with it for at least 30 days before you make up your mind that meditation is not for you. I am quite sure that you're going to find it very, very helpful, and you're going to continue to do it for the rest of your life. So that's number one. And number two is that we are going to be experimenting with different kinds of meditations and techniques. And the reason is I want you to explore all of these things and to experiment with them, explore and to see which one of them gives you, which one you resonate with the most, and which ones give you the results that you are looking for. Yes. So experimenting is something that I believe in. Exploring, you just try something out, and if it doesn't work, just find another technique or another way to do it and give it a try until you find the one that just resonates with you the most. Okay. So just please be open and embrace the experience fully. And then number three, and that's a very important thing, is that so throughout the whole years that I've been meditating, I always use music. And the reason is that music helps the body to relax, and it helps our just muscles to loosen up and for us to get into this state where we are no longer aware of our surroundings, or we're not attached to our problems, our emotions, and to our thoughts. And originally, my marginal plan was that I was going to experiment with different kinds of music so that, again, you find the ones that help you relax the most. Because throughout all of these years, I've always meditated with music. I've never meditated without music. And I think I tried a bunch of times. It worked, but not to the degree where I was using music. Now, there's a problem here, and that is Facebook is being so picky. I tried to use Creator Studio music, which is music that's actually that Facebook created specifically for people to use on their platform. So it should be zero problems with royalty or, you know, publication rights. And nevertheless, Facebook has banned me from going live. And that means that I can no longer use music in our videos. And that's why I invite you, if you can play some music in the background, like on your end, please do that. Any kind of just relaxing music that you find yourself are able to just, loosen up and get into a much relaxed state, feel free to use it along with our meditations. That's going to make a huge difference. Now, the other important thing here is I decided that I'm going to do a bit longer meditations, and I will of course be able to use music and different kinds of music, but I'm going to take these on weekly calls on Zoom. So if you're interested in being in taking part in those calls, please let me know in the comments and I'll be more than happy to share the link with you. Okay? Now, that being said, let's talk about today's practice. So for today, I decided that we're going to start with a breathing meditation. And the reason is because breathing is one of the fastest and simplest way that we can connect with our bodies and that we can bring all our focus and attention to this moment. Yes. And the way I like to do it is by breathing loud. So the way we do it is just we breathe loudly. So for example, you breathe in, you hold it, and then you breathe out. Now, if you cannot hear the sound of my breath, just be aware that I'm breathing loudly, which means you can be as loud as you can, because the reason is when we breathe loudly, so we make a sound breathing in and breathing out, it's very easy for us to just maintain our focus with our breath. Versus when we breathe silently, it's so much easy to just get sucked back into the thoughts or the things that we have to do or the places that we have to go to. So just try as hard as possible to make your breath loud and to play music on your end. Okay? Now, that being said, let's get right into it. So you're going to start just, you can sit comfortable in whatever position suits you. I like sometimes I do it on like laying on my back. Sometimes I just do it sitting down on a chair because I don't like to have my legs crossed so often. So just find a position that's comfortable for you. Now, my advice to you is that do not try to do that in your bed. So if just find another place where you don't fall asleep. Okay, because this is again one of the things that people, like keep talking about. Like they just fall asleep. Well, that's more likely because you're trying to meditate in your bed. So just get out of bed, sit on a chair, or even on a sofa that's not associated with sleeping. So anywhere that's not associated with sleeping, it should be fine. So just close your eyes, and you can use eye blinders if you want. You can dim the lights if you want to. That's okay. And we're just going to inhale. Hold it. And exhale. Inhale. Hold it. And exhale. Keep going, inhale. Hold it. Inhale. Hold it. Going, inhale. Hold it. Inhale. Hold it. And exhale. If you have any tingling sensations in your body, that's okay. This is just energy and blood circulating around your body. Let's keep going. Inhale. Hold it. And exhale. Inhale deeply. Inhale. Inhale. Hold it. Stay with your breath. Inhale, stay with your breath. So when we inhale, we are filling our belly with air. So it becomes like a balloon. And when we exhale, you just empty your belly so it becomes flat and hard. And then inhale. Inhale. Breathe as deeply as you can. Inhale. Hold it. Exhale. I'm starting to feel numb. That's okay. Your head might start to get heavy. That's okay too. Inhale. And inhale. Your belly is like a balloon. And exhale. Now your belly is flat. Just allow your body to sink in the moment. Continue to relax. If you have any numbness and sensation, that's okay too. Now, I want you to put your left hand on the center of your chest, where your heart is. And now I want you to breathe into your heart. Inhale. And exhale. Inhale. And exhale. Feel your heartbeat. as you have your hand on your chest, repeat the word, thank you. Just feel it. Soak in gratitude and appreciation. Breathe in. Thank you. Breathe in. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I can bring your hand down and allow your breath to go back to normal. Just start to slowly open your eyes as you come back to awareness. I hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you.